Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, November 6th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: SoftBank pays price for WeWork debacle, more gloom in the IPO market, and Xerox weighs takeover offer from HP. Leading today's news: SoftBank's first quarterly loss in 14 years is putting a spotlight on founder Masayoshi Son's high-risk approach of investing in cash-burning startups as he attempts to raise a second giant investment fund. Recording an operating loss of $6.46 billion in the third quarter, SoftBank marked down the total value of WeWork's equity to $7.8 billion, a major write-off given the office-sharing company was valued at $47 billion before its attempt to go public backfired. While SoftBank hasn't calculated the effect of WeWork's $9.5 billion rescue package on its earnings, the Japanese group said it suffered an $8.9 billion hit at its Vision Fund. In other news, Jersey City residents have voted overwhelmingly in favor of stricter regulations on short-term rentals amid concerns over rising rents. The restrictions are a rebuke of Airbnb, which spent at least $4.2 million on an effort to sway voters as it prepares to go public. Officials at Airbnb fear the new proposed regulations would mean an outright ban on listings in New Jersey, and that it could mean an end to the company altogether. In related news, Peloton shares fell 7.6% on Tuesday amid profit concerns at the latest loss-making company to go public. In a deal that would unite some old-line tech names, Xerox is considering a bold takeover of HP, the Wall Street Journal reports. A cash-and-stock offer would follow closely on news that Xerox was selling its stake in a 57-year-old joint venture with Fujifilm, and an announcement from CEO John Vicentin that the company would get aggressive. At a market cap of about $27 billion, HP is more than three times Xerox's size, but the latter reportedly has an informal funding commitment from a major bank. HP is up 9.8% pre-market. Wall Street almost netted another hat trick on Tuesday, with the Dow and NASDAQ scoring new records, though the S&P 500 fell back slightly. Futures are now holding steady, consolidating gains made over the last three sessions due to lingering concerns over the outcome of U.S.-China trade talks. Traders are also preparing for the latest round of earnings, including CVS and Qualcomm, as FactSet data indicates that 75% of S&P 500 companies which reported thus far have topped analyst expectations. Economists are hailing today's rise in German factory orders, and while the 1.3% monthly increase was solid, Oliver Rakow of Oxford Economics said it may not prevent the economy from falling into recession. We'll get those figures on November 14th. Orders from other countries in the 28-nation Eurozone dropped 1.8%, and manufacturing in the region as a whole is the weakest it's been for 7 years. Given two consecutive monthly declines in September and October, the latest figures from Germany is helping the euro this morning, up slightly to $1.11. Walgreens Boots Alliance is up another 1.6% pre-market after rising 2.6% on Tuesday, after reports suggested the U.S. drugstore chain is exploring private equity interest. If a deal was struck, it would likely be one of the largest leveraged buyouts in the history based off Walgreens' $50 billion market cap. Several private equity firms would likely be involved, though many have long lost their appetite for teaming together on so-called club deals. Gearing up for the open of its $2 billion Shanghai plant, its first overseas factory, Tesla is moving away from the approach CEO Elon Musk announced in March when he said the EV maker would cut costs and shut many of its retail stores worldwide. According to documents seen by Reuters, the company plans to double its service centers to 63 from 29, boost fast charging stations by 39% to 362, and convert some of its showrooms into Tesla centers. The country appears to be a different scheme, with Tesla China also offering racing events and parties, despite Musk's open disdain for marketing. Uber's self-driving test vehicle that struck and killed an Arizona woman in 2018 had software flaws, according to the National Transportation Safety Board, and lacked programming to either recognize or respond to the presence of jaywalkers on the road. In fact, Uber's autonomous test vehicles had been involved in 37 crashes in the 18 months before the fatal March 2018 incident. Following the crash, Arizona suspended Uber's ability to test self-driving cars on the state's public roads, though the company later resumed tests in Pennsylvania. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures are all flat, with crude oil slightly down and gold slightly up. On today's economic calendar, EIA petroleum inventories are out at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.